This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. In Europe, North America, Australia, and New Zealand, men's sperm counts declined by 50 to 60% over the 38-year period between 1973 and 2011. Environmental and lifestyle factors may be responsible. Responding to racial incidents at the University of Michigan, students used their own bodies to block transit at a central bus stop on campus. Black students sat in the road with books on their laps, while white allies stood to protect them from traffic. Coffee bushes are particularly susceptible to climate change because they depend on specific temperature ranges. There are many experiments with hybrids that might adapt, but the industry is unsure whether the taste will be the same. Dr. Nancy Beck, a deputy at the APA, has tried to release controls on ingredients used in stain-resistant carpets and non-stick pans that contaminate water. Some 10% of children are given a diagnosis of ADHD, and most grow out of it to some extent. Japan ranks 165th out of 193 countries in the portion of women in its national legislature. Among the world's richest countries, it is dead last. Provincial legislature in Quebec has barred people wearing face coverings from receiving public services or working in government jobs, a move that opponents view as singling out Muslims. Protests were successful in New Mexico when the state education department tried to water down science textbooks on climate change and evolution and were met with outrage and demonstrations. Video from the Sun Sentinel newspaper verifies the account of a congresswoman from Florida who was accused of boasting by General Kelly, the White House chief of staff, in a dispute over Trump conversation with the Gold Star family over the loss of their son. North Carolina's highly partisan Republican legislature is trying to politicize the state courts, forcing judicial candidates to identify their party affiliation, the first state in over 100 years to do so, and redrawing the boundaries to increase the number of Republican judges and force many African Americans on the bench into runoffs against other incumbents. More than 10,000 asylum seekers have crossed illegally into Quebec from the U.S. since July of this year. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.